This is the Megillah Project 2024. We are holding on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, and it's approximately five lines in, I think. So we're up to the Tisha B'Av Gufei Mayim Haftarina. What actual Haftorah do we read on Tisha B'Av? Amar Rav, so Rav says, Eicha Haisa L'Zona, which is Sefer Yeshayo, and that is the Haftorah that we read on Tisha B'Av itself. According to Rav, Mikramai, what do we read from the Torah? Tanya Acherim Omrim Imlo Sishmuli. That's the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai. And Rav Nosson Bar Yosef Omer Ad Ana Yinatzuni Amazeh. That's from the topic of the Meraglim in Parshas Shlach. V'yesh Omrim Ad Masai Leida Razos. That's the a different part of Parshas Shlach. And Amar Abaye says we actually do none of those, as has been the case with many of these lists. Ha'idna Noga Am LeMikre. Ki solid banam from Parshas Vayeschanan u'maftirin asof asifeim. That is the eighth and ninth parak of Sefer Yirmiyahu. Okay, next the Mishnah had said b'ma'amados. We read from Ma'aseh Bereishis. So during the ma'amados, which again we said was the time that some of the Yisraelim from a given area would take to represent the Yisraelim together with the particular mishmar of the Kohanim and the Levim, and they would read from the Torah. So Minahani Mili. So how do I know that they would read from Ma'aseh Bereishis during the Ma'amados? Amar Rav Ami, Omalei Ma'amados, Lo Niskayim B'Shamar Ba'aretz. Because it comes from the idea that had there not been Ma'amados, meaning had there not been a Navoda that the Yisraelim were taking a part of together with the Kohanim and the Levim, so the Shemayim Ba'aretz would not have survived. How do we know? Because the Pasuk says, Im Lo Brisi Yomim Ba'layla Chuko Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. Right, had it not been for this bris of day and night, right, refers to the bris ben abisarim, and that involves korbanos. And then Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'ma eda eda ki yerishena. So Avram Avinu answered back, "How do I know that I'm going to inherit it? Meaning, how do I know we're actually going to sustain ourselves in Eretz Yisrael and have the bris between us and you?" Amar Avram of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Chas v'Shalom Yisrael Chotim Lafanech Vata Oselam Kidor Amavu Kidor Aflog. God forbid the Jews might sin in front of you, and then you will do to them what you did to the Dora Mabel and to the Dora Flaga. You'll either wipe them out or you'll scatter them. So Amar Lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Avram, Lav, no, it's not true. I will never do that. Avram said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bama Eda, how do I know that this will never happen? Amar Lo, Chola Eglu Meshuleshes V'chule. So he said, take all of these animals. And so what did that represent? So Amar Lefanav, Avram said back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, so Tenach, I understand what you're saying to me. I skipped a little explanation. He meant, Bizechus, the Karbanos, we're always going to have this bris with one another. So Tenach, Bizman HaMikdash Kayim, so that makes sense when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ata Heyale, and what's going to be with them if there's no Beis HaMikdash? So Amar Lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Kvarti Kanti Lohem, Seder Karbanos. No, I still taught you the halach of karbanos, the psukim that describe the karbanos, kolz man shekorin b'hem malan yalem kilu makriven lefanai korban. When you read the psukim, and nowadays when you study the gemaras and halachas regarding karbanos, Kadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if we brought the karbanos. U'mochalani al kol avonos seichem, and then I will forgive you for all of your sins. So that is how we know that the Ma'amados, because the zechus of the Karbanos that the Ma'amados are a part of, so we read Parashas Bereishis to show that this is keeping the Shemayim Ba'aretz going based on the Bris Man Abisarim. Sorry. B'tainis brachsu klalos, ein masikin b'klalos. So on a tainis, we read from the Tochacha of Parashas B'chol Kosai, and the good and the bad, and we don't stop in the middle of the bad. I mean, not immediately. How do we know that you don't take a break in the middle of the Tochacha, the klalos? Amrav chiyah bar gamda, amrav asi, damakra, musar Hashem b'ni al tim'as. Do not reject or be disgusted with the musar of Hashem. Reish Lakish Amar, a different pasuk, just the svar actually. Lefishein omrim bracha ala puranos. We don't want to make the bracha on the negative parts of the punishments that we're talking about over there. So we don't want to be the guy to get up there and make a bracha. So Ella Hechiyavit. So what should you do? How should you take it if one guy's going to read all the klalos? So Tana Kishu Maschil Maschil a pasuk shelifneim. So we start off a pasuk or two before the klalos begin. Ukshu Masayim Masayim pasuk shelachrein. And then when we end off a pasuk or two afterwards. Meaning we don't make the bracha on the actual tochcha itself, and that accomplishes Reish Lakish's way of looking at it. According to Rav Chiya Bar Gamli, that's not necessary because the whole idea is just not to like look like you're rejecting the tochcha by stopping in the middle. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says Loshan Abaklosha B'Toras Kohen. This only applies to Parshas Bechukosai. That's the original tochcha. Ava Beklaloshe B'Mishnah Torah, but from Parshas Kisavo, the tochcha, the longer tochcha in Kisavo, Posik, you're allowed to stop in the middle. My time, why? Halalu Beloshin Rav Amurus. In Bechukosai, it's written in plural. Moshe Mipiag Vura Amron. And these words were given to Moshe to be said exactly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the motivator behind this particular tochcha. Halalu, and in Parshas Kisavo, in Sefer Dvarim, Beloshin Yachad Amuros, it was written differently. Sefer Dvarim in general has a slightly different style than the other four Sfarim. And Moshe Mipiatzma Amron, and Moshe said it on his own. Meaning he's speaking from his first person, Yakicha Hashem, Yadvek Hashem Becha, that sort of thing, where it says Hashem's going to do this, and as opposed to in Bechukosai, it says I'm going to do this, meaning Moshe was speaking as Hashem himself, as opposed to the narrator in Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a little different. It's not as direct. Levi Barbuti Havikari Vekamigam Game Kameh Dravuna Ba'arure. So Levi Barbute was reading the Torah, and he was sort of, swallowing up the klalos in Parshas Kisavo in front of Rav Huna. Amar lo, Rav Huna said to him, "Akanav Sheikh, if you want to stop, you can stop." Lo shanu el klalos she b'Torah's kohen. He says, "We only say you're not allowed to stop in Sefer Vayikra." Avo in Mishnah Torah posik, but you are allowed to stop in Mishnah Torah. You're allowed to stop in Sefer Dvarim. So he's like, if it's really bothering you, you can take a break in the middle, or you could have somebody else read it. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ezra Tikelam Yisrael Shu Koran Klola Shabbataras Kohanim Kodem Atzeres. Ezra established that they should finish up reading the Tochacha in Bechukosai before Shavuos, which is Mishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and the ones in Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Abaye, Vitam Rish Lakish. Some say Abaye said it, some say Rish Lakish said it. Kadesha Tichla Hashanah Vekilosa. We want to finish up the year and all of its curses, right? When we finish up all the bad stuff, we got it out of the way. And, the famous word is that Tichla Hashanah Vekilosa, Tachil Shana Ubirkosa. Let's start the next year and its blessings. We got the curses all out of the way. Bish Lamash of Mishnah Torah. So I understand when you're reading it before Rosh Hashanah, that's from Sefer Dvarim, that's where you're getting it out of the way. You want to start the new year. Ela Torah's Kohanim Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. What? We're not finishing off a year when Shavuos comes around. And yeah, it's true. The Shavuos is a shtickle Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. It is also a Rosh Hashanah Ditnan, as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. Uvatzeres Ala Perosa Ilan. We're judged on Atzeres on the Peros Ilan. So it's the Rosh Hashanah for the fruit harvest. And therefore, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah as well. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Yom Lechazikinim, Sisor V'Yiladim Bnei. If the elderly people tell you you should knock something down, and the younger people tell you no, build something. Sisor V'Al Tivne, you should knock it down and don't build. Bnei Shastiras Zikinim Binyan Uvinyan Arim Sisira or Stira. So the destruction of Zikanim is building, and the building of Na'ara, of young people, is destruction. Meaning, older people have a lot more wisdom, and when they say knock something down, it's only because they see what better can fill its place, as opposed to young people, they're just like, yeah, whatever thought pops into your head, whatever revolution you want to have, just do it. Right? So we don't subscribe to the Nike symbol for everything. We don't just do things. V'simon l'davar, Rechavam ben Shlomo, and the simon for it is Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, meaning Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, listened to all his young advisors, and he ended up stumbling and breaking up the Malchus, and all kinds of bad things happened in his time. Tana Rabbanan, Makom Shemachsikin, B'Shabbos, Shachris, Shem Korah, V'Mincha. Wherever we finish off the Parsha at the end of the day on Shabbos morning, so that's where we pick it up for Shabbos Mincha, for the next week's Parsha. V'Mincha, Shem, Korin B'sheni, and then where you finish off at Mincha, that's when you read on Monday. B'sheni Shem Korin B'chamishi, and then where you finish off, that's where you read on Thursday. B'chamishi Shem Korin L'Shabbos Haba, where you finish off on Thursday, that's where you start the parasha from on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'makom Shem Afsikin B'shana Shabbos Shachar Shem Korin B'mincha. No, you do start the new parasha at Shabbos Mincha B'sheni B'chamishi L'Shabbos Haba, but you keep starting from there by Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, and that Shabbos day. That's obviously how we hold. Amar Reb Zera Halacha V'makom Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachar Shem Korin Mincha V'Sheni U'V'Chamishi U'L'Shabbos Haba. So that's and Reb Zera says that's how we do it. V'Leima Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we just say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara answers going over to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Mishom de Afche Lahu, because some people used to mix up the names, so we'd rather say exactly what the halacha is so everyone will know what to do. All right, we'll hold over here for now. Next recording, we will finish up the Masechta of Ezra Hashem Yisbarach.